much for joining us for a podcast today.
Is this a podcast?
Yes, this is a podcast known as Marijuanderers. It serves no purpose. It does nothing good for anybody. And in 2020, it is, well...
Very appropriate.
A very appropriately positioned program.
Yeah.
I will say this. The normal crowd is not here. Thank goodness. This is actually how we get into a new year. Not so shitty, I think.
Switch it up.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is. It's Grizz, right?
Where's Grizz right now?
Well, I don't care. He shits on everything. He makes it very difficult to want to be positive.
The last time I talked to Grizz, he was telling me about picking up dog shit in a park.
No.
And he got some on his pants
or
something.
He didn't just get some on his pants.
Did he roll around in it?
His dog rubbed his nose in it.
Oh, okay. His nose.
What happened was...
That's a reversal.
I like this. We're doing sort
I
of
like
a year-end
recap.
I like it when
your dog rubs your nose in your shit.
Yeah, but you know what? He trained it to do that.
Of course he did. We're going to need this trick.
Yeah. He was flinging it around, being a hot shot, talking to his neighbors, and the bag split open and hit him with shit. It made me so happy.
As a shit bomb.
Welcome to the Marijuanderers Year in Review, and that was a good one right there. Also, let's not forget Grizz and winning the Rapiest Van of the Year award again this
Way
year.
Way to go, Grizz. Yeah.
Congratulations. He now has a snowplow to catch the kids on the sides of the road that he's missing in the parking
lot. He takes them out with the plow?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was almost taken into a rape van.
I didn't really mean to do this.
Okay, but I
like
really...
Like a real rape
I
van?
I really was.
Can I describe a van to you to see if it rings
yes,
a bell?
Yes, go ahead.
Never mind. That's Kelly Fanson
Hi.
Right there. Hi, I'm Mike Wixon, and Douglas is here. Now, are you a Fanson?
Yep.
So you're Douglas Fanson hyphen what?
Hyphen cool.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's just fine. That's just fine.
Which is like
know.
The opposite.
I don't know.
Douglas Fanson... hyphen cool.
Yeah,
what?
Man.
Yeah. I gotta let him know.
Yeah,
is that K-U-U-L? Is there an umlaut?
No,
or
it's K-E-W-L.
K-E-W. My bad. You know what? I didn't realize you were Scottish.
Good.
Well, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
We are equidistant, but still distant. Let me tell you that.
We got plexiglass.
Yeah, we do. Look at that.
There it is.
Only slight spatters of
spittle
and spit.
That's a lot of spit.
But that
on
means
there.
It's working.
Yep.
That's true.
It's true.
It is, however.
The dirtier it gets,
yeah,
the more effective
we really
it is.
Can see how dirty we all are.
Actually, Health Canada will pick this up later in the week for testing.
Hazmat. They're going to wear hazmat suits.
They do.
They have to.
Which is, disturbing when you're the guy sitting in the room where they remove the item.
Mm-hmm.
They never
from your bum.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which.
Yes.
Thanks for bringing that up. We are deep into a series. If you're a broadcaster and you're listening to this, you've recently been fired, haven't you? Well, yeah. We are sorry about that.
Are we? Are we genuinely?
Well, I don't care.
I couldn't tell.
Everybody gets fired.
It looked like that was sarcasm.
You'll get over it.
We're
Trust me.
Sorry.
And if you happen to be a broadcaster and you're interested, we are in the midst of production of something called Morning Zoo, which is really, really fun.
Morning Zoo.
And I'd like to...
I just wanted to say it. Morning I didn't have Zoo. Anything to say about it. I just went, Morning Zoo.
You do play a part in it, a pretty pivotal part in it. Like you're
I
one
do.
Of the main characters. You're the
a highly medicated part.
Yeah. Actually, Kelly's character named Kelly.
I can't stretch.
We don't really, it's not you. We don't have a creative team, Douglas, on this.
We like, need a creative
really?
Team.
Really? What gave it away?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I would have thought.
You know, coincidentally, the character I play.
Yeah.
Mike. Nick plays Nick.
Oh, yeah. It's
Can
one
I play
of those
character?
Shows. Sure.
Yeah.
Who would you like to play?
Stan.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's no room for Stan. If you know
it.
A Douglas, we're looking for a
no.
Douglas.
You know what?
Can't play myself.
I'll put out the call.
I don't know myself.
I'm too good at character acting to be able to just play myself.
I understand.
Yeah.
No, that
you
got
to be like outside.
Yeah.
I'm like a Jim Carrey. I don't even think Jim Carrey exists anymore.
I thought for a little while you were Jim Carrey.
Oh, he's not.
What if I pulled off a mask and I was just Jim Carrey?
That would be almost what I would expect, actually.
Yeah.
Now you
like
two,
a reverse mask thing?
You two were doing a podcast a little earlier in this place.
Yes.
That's why I thought it'd be great to have you in here, because if you're going to launch this thing, it's now my favorite podcast ever.
We were doing like our mom and son podcast.
Oh, it's not what you think, people.
Oh, no, it's not.
It is not what you think. You're thinking, oh, that's nice.
No.
No.
Well, fuck. I will tell you right now. That was the wrong reaction to the mother and son show that we're talking about right here.
Well, look, it gets worse. We're just ramping up.
I don't know where, like, if that's the ramp.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be in the stratosphere episode 3.
What we wanted to do is we really wanted to have a podcast with a parent and a kid. Yeah. That really represents a lot of parents today who are like, you know, not friends with their kids like growing up, but have somehow developed a relationship where as adults, both being adults now, like there's nothing we can't talk about.
No, that's true.
And
that
and
is
we just,
a good relationship to have still.
It really is, because I've often thought, why would you go through all those years of parenting if you're not going to spend, you know, great quality friend time with your kids for the rest of your life? And,
anything,
I love these kids.
It should make sense, right? Because they're like, I'm just like a little version of her. So like, we have a lot in common.
I'd like to think of you as a new and improved version.
He is.
We really need to think that way. So, because we need positivity going into the new year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Anyway,
but I like that we can talk about anything, like literally anything.
Oh,
and
yes.
That we go at it. And there's just, you know, there's just some good stuff there that we wanted to share.
I think that the law might get involved because I stepped into the room just for a moment as I heard Douglas, I believe, say, oh, well, what if the relation, what if my brother and I were in a romantic relationship, but there was a girl involved?
Right.
Would that make you feel better? And you said, I think so. So that's just one moment that I took away from the show.
Yeah.
And I couldn't help myself. I put two thumbs in the air like, we're finally podcasting. We have left the dock.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We're just, you know, we're trying to figure things out.
Yes, you are. Like live on the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Like things people try not to figure out. You guys are trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, like Thanksgiving dinner when like everybody's around and then some of the fucked up shit comes out about your family. I hope that's what the podcast kind of seems like.
But. Oh, yes, it does.
Maybe more civil.
In sort of a
sometimes.
That is what it is. It's like a family dinner discussion where everybody's on meth.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. See, I have a good. I'm good at pitching your show. I think. What are you calling it? Don't look at him because you don't need to. You're the mom. Yeah. Go ahead.
I looked at him because I thought we were going to say it together.
Okay.
I am not saying that with you. But I thought I would just give him
that
moment to
idea.
Be like, don't.
What was your idea before we hear the right one?
That's not a good one.
Let's try it.
Guacamole shit stain.
Oh, I have to say, if you're not going with guacamole shit stain, I don't know why you're even doing a podcast.
I don't know why I turned that down.
What's your shitty idea there, Kelly?
Enter at your own risk.
I guess we could go with it, but...
That one's too good.
No, I just thought that was like, you know, that's the sign that kids put on their doors. And it's like, don't come in here.
I'm going to tell you a little story.
And I'm like, I'm coming in anyway.
We get it. That's a good one. And you guys are going to have a nice discussion when you get on the other side of that door.
Yes.
About, has anybody seen my vibrator? Okay, so anyway.
Oh, no, it's funny because the other day.
Oh, no.
No, never mind.
Okay. I lost my vibrator the other day.
Yeah, well, and mine, never mind.
Before you leave, I'm going to ask you to remove it from me. Thank you.
Speaking of up your bum.
So that's great. The podcast sounds good. It sounds like a lot of fun. I will recommend it. Enter at your own risk. I'll tell you this, though. You may not be too far off the mark thinking guacamole shit stain because... The first podcast that I ever did that had the most success of any podcast I ever did was called Turd Pants. And we named it
right before the show. It's an attention grabber.
Yeah.
It is.
Everybody loves poop.
There is
guacamole.
Yeah, exactly. Put them together can only be a good thing.
Oh, hey, here's a question for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 2020 kind of question. I think you might remember as the pandemic ensued.
What?
Huh?
Crazy.
Oh, guys, there's a, you know what? I'm going to give you a quick news update after the show.
Okay.
Earlier this
year. I hope
it's
good news.
We ran a, it is good.
Yeah. I hope it's
really great news.
Yeah, it's good.
Recap.
I'm sorry. I was in a coma because I caught a virus. What was going on?
Yeah. What's happening?
Been on a respirator for 9 months.
Not funny.
It's not. Why are we laughing?
When things began, we ran out of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just went crazy buying toilet paper.
Yeah, people scooped that up.
Scooped it. Yep. So let me ask you this. With an abundance of toilet paper in the cupboard at home, apparently, did anybody manage, and not leaving the house all that much for periods of time, show of hands, who here managed to shit themselves?
You're raising your hand. No, you were raising your hand.
There's
right now.
There's only one hand.
Yeah. It was more of a gentleman's shirt. Like, it was a sneak cheek that just got out of control.
What's really funny is, do you think that that was just a pandemic issue?
What, the toilet paper or the
shitting yourself?
Oh, I think people were, like, extending farts because they were working from home. Like, you're just sitting in your office chair.
Oh, you think people just got a little too comfy.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think everyone has a shit yourself story, and mine did not happen during the pandemic. Like, I've got a shit myself story.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, who doesn't have a shit? Who has not shat themselves?
Okay, this is the thing. I've had to shit.
Yes.
I've come close to shitting my pants, but, like, why would you shit your pants? Just shit on the ground.
Oh,
it's better than shitting your pants.
I've had to do
Then you can get out of there. If you shit in your pants, you can't get away.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm too
loud. No, because once it's in there.
You're good.
No, you're fine. Once it's in there, then what? What if you're far from home?
Well, my buddy Kaz had a situation.
Have you been far from home with a bunch of shit in your pants? And if there's shit in your pants, they're not bullets. It's soup.
I've had to plank.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, usually you're right. Yeah.
It's not happening like where you're squeezing it out. It's happening without your help.
Yes, that's right. It's made its way out without any pushing. You had to flex nothing.
Yeah. Right.
It squeezed its way through the crack. There's definitely no way it's solid.
You're right. Yeah. Or either that, or it is a well lubricated series of Barbie boots. What the hell just happened here?
I
think we've all had Barbie boots.
Had Barbie boots.
So
not sure, Doug.
I'm not sure that you understand that I brought it into this year just because I assumed there had been a plethora of
shitting themselves.
Yeah, in all of our lives. But Douglas just amazed me. You've never shit your pants.
Never shit my pants. Well, I mean, I probably at some point.
Yeah, but
I've seen it, but he was very little.
Yeah.
Yeah, and was he proficient?
He was, I guess. I mean, it was in the diaper. I mean, I think he kind of got it outside the diaper.
I was naked a lot of the time. But.
He was always naked.
But yeah, never.
Like
he's naked
honestly,
now, by the way.
He was naked as a baby, like never wanted his diaper on. He would take it off. And then as he got older, he would come home from school. And the first thing he would do is take his pants off. He'd leave his gitch on. But take his pants off. Like that's what he did. He was like, pants are dumb.
Yeah. But no, I've never shit myself.
I'm anti-pants myself. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I'm totally anti-pants.
I'm an anti-pantser.
Lots of people are anti-pantsers now. You guys are ahead of your time.
Can't remember who came up with the idea. Some radio show I was listening to, they came up with this idea for smoke pants. And I was like, oh, that's great. Like maybe a utility belt
like
you have to wear.
Like a smoke jacket?
And it was just like diffuse some mist around your bits. You know?
Oh, that's not like, I was thinking like a smoking jacket, like a velvet jacket that I smoke in.
No, that's too. That's
but you're
too,
talking
that'd
about.
That'd be too confining.
Yeah.
No, it would be too, yeah.
Like it's the opposite of what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Actually, right there.
Okay.
But I thought, do I want to wear a utility belt? That even seems like not fun.
I feel like carrying around like a tiny can of compressed air just to like spray down there.
Where are you going to keep that? You're not wearing anything.
In your butt? No.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. We were talking about Morning Zoo.
Why would you spritz down there? You're walking around every day and just like, psst.
You have to no pants. So if somebody approaches,
just a utility belt, no pants.
What
just
if the
belt.
Utility belt detected other human presence and automatically diffused? Psht. So now you're
as
not
a warning, like
well,
a skunk.
It just leaves.
That's what skunks do.
This is called the skunk.
It's an early warning system.
Skunk
and
2020.
They skunk on you.
The skunk trunks.
The skunk.
Patented.
We got it.
Patented.
Boys, boy's a fucking genius. Your son's a genius.
Yeah, skunk trunks.
Skunk trunks.
Yeah.
That's a genius.
By the way, we just came up with the episode name. 2021 skunk trunks. Wouldn't you kill to just have no pants, people? Well, now your opportunity
now you
is
can.
Skunk trunks.
I was talking about Morning Zoo before, which, by the way, the reason I put it out there is because there's going to be some excerpts of what we've been working on put out on YouTube for people to have a look at.
Okay.
And it's a really fun. It's
so funny. I don't know. I mean, I've shown little clips to people and they're like laughing, crying, like they can't believe the concept and just how like fucking cool it is.
It's. Okay, so
it's different.
Nick Delinsky and everybody that worked on this, Happy New Year to you because you were
best.
You were the best part. And Nick didn't just work on this. This is Nick.
Yeah.
This is Nick. And he's everybody that comes around this project. Kelly, yourself, Mike, Muzzin, congratulations on being stunt boy. That's a lot of fun. everybody that's been involved in it has added to it. Grizz in a big way. So thanks. And we'll get Morning Zoo out on this feed at some point in the next little while, and you can have a look at what we're talking about. So It's funny as fuck.
It's funny as fuck.
Oof.
Yeah.
Kelly's character has a real problem with NyQuil at work.
Her character?
Yeah.
Yes, her character.
Yeah, it's an issue. Oh, no, but also,
I mean,
we draw from real life.
That's what we do.
On this show.
Because it has to be true.
You went to school this year during the pandemic.
Yes, I did. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you did as well. You got your PhD, didn't you?
I did, but go ahead, talk to him.
I don't think it was a PhD. Calm down.
Oh, no, I just attended Yale, that's all.
Did you attend Yale, young man?
No, I was going to say something mean, but I refrained.
No, no, thank
don't
you.
Don't ever.
Don't you dare, mister.
I won't.
Was it about Yale, like she's at Yale Mississauga campus?
That'd be funny.
I read half a self-help book. Fuck me. Okay. Nobody needs to listen
for
to my
so
bullshit.
For so many reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, school.
Jesus.
School was weird, huh?
Oh, it's awful.
It doesn't seem... This is going to sound bad because I got kids in school still.
I genuinely believe that you shouldn't be in school right now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's like, and it pains me to say that, but like, I genuinely believe that you shouldn't be in school. You should be doing other things. Anything that you can do other than what they're offering.
Problem is, there's nothing else to do. Okay, are you going to get a job? Truth. Like, what do you do?
Okay, well, no, that's not a possibility.
Yeah.
There's only so much weed you can smoke.
Okay,
but also the campuses are empty, right?
Yep.
People are smoking weed?
Oh, probably a lot. Yeah. I mean, actually, I can't say that. I was going to say my roommates smoke a lot of weed, but I can't say that. So.
You can't say that.
Don't say that. And also, where is he getting? It doesn't matter. It's not important. It's not for here. But what I wonder is if the campuses are all empty and the shopping malls are all empty.
Do they even exist?
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's an existential crisis I'm having.
In the NyQuil.
Yeah.
Do they even
Don't you think we could be repurposing these for like social distant Olympics or something?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Like, social distance.
We don't all have
Olympics.
To be there.
Olympics. How does that work?
Oh, everybody just stays the fuck apart. And that's it. That's the, and the
but
award.
But you always have to be 2 meters apart. Like, and if that would be precision choreography or something.
Okay, that's an awesome idea. So here's how the event works.
But you have
works.
To be constantly in motion.
We have people who are otherwise.
With no pants.
With no pants. Well, you know what? Let's make pants optional because it should always be
trunks.
That way. Skunk trunks. If you got
that's
skunk,
the uniform.
That's right.
We're just bringing it all together.
Nice. Here's what I'm thinking. If in fact we could pull this off, we have people at the outside of the perimeter with paintball guns, also socially distant. Mm. And anytime somebody gets close to somebody else, they get hit with a paintball.
In the head.
In the eyeball.
Because that's where it hurts the most.
Yes. Yes, in the neck.
Yep. That hurts too.
Right in the fucking neck.
I actually disagree. Okay. You guys ever play paintball?
Yeah.
The fingers are the worst.
Ooh, that is true.
Good point.
Just put their hand on them. Boom.
Bam. Okay.
Finger.
All okay. Right. And that gives us actually that can put them back in the game if we fill the paintballs with sanitizer.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I know. Both of our
That's
brains.
That's next level.
Just, yeah.
I really think we got
to organize this.
Oh, it
you
is.
Make this happen.
It is organizing itself.
Sign me up.
My god. We deserve this Olympics.
We've created a lot here today.
Yeah, we really have. I kind of feel like we've done more than we should have. What are your plans for 2021, Douglas?
Oh my god. Well, it all depends.
Depends. Back to the shitting our pants
thing.
There
we go.
We all need a place
for our shit.
I just want to get a car and I just want to drive. I mean, that's literally it. I just want to drive to like somewhere else.
I get it.
I'm so sick of this place.
Yeah, I get it.
Like Vancouver, you know?
Yeah.
California.
That's a long drive.
Yeah, but that's what we all need right now, a long drive.
We can take road trips. That is the one thing we can actually do. We can get in a car, close the windows, and drive.
Nope.
Nope.
Why?
We're not allowed.
Yeah.
You can't what do you mean?
You can't go from province to province in this country right now.
What the fuck is going on?
You can't do that.
You can drive around your block a few times. How about that?
Do that. I mean,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, sounds super fun.
I went to get a burger from Five Guys the other day. It was the most exciting thing that's happened to me all week.
Oh, no, literally, I get to come to the studio today and then go get Chinese food for my dad after this.
That's fun.
I feel like I honestly got an award. There was a little lottery where you're allowed to leave the house, and I won it.
Ooh, yeah, you got out.
Yeah. I'm not going back.
No.
I'm going to take the Chinese food and get on the fucking road to the Ontario border.
Stay right here. the Ontario border and just sit there and wait.
Come on. Come on.
What you gonna do?
Looking at the QPP. Come on. You guys,
bring
you're
going to
here.
Quebec?
Yeah, well.
What? Why would you go to Quebec?
That's the last place you want to go right now.
Just wanted to say, that's a national, that's a provincial flag.
Were you getting, you were getting, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You were getting gangbanged from, I don't know. Oh,
is that
God.
Like the fleur-de-lis?
There's
whatever?
Things happening
is that
over
what the
here.
Fleur-de-lis
that's
looks
the
like?
Fleur-de-lis. Hey. The fleur-de-lis looks like double, yeah.
Double what?
Yeah. Double.
Kelly, would you mind recapping our little
no.
charades?
No, can't do it.
Okay, well,
what you mean? What just happened here?
Yeah,
he asked if you were in Quebec, if you were going to go to Quebec, go to the Quebec border.
Yeah,
you were like, yeah. Then you started doing some weird double action with your hands towards
like
your
face.
Like
I was shaking ketchup.
Like you were, yeah. Is that what that is? And I thought you were implying something else.
I guess I was.
It sure seemed like it.
You know what? Deep
and
down,
and then I was like, not Quebec. And then we had a laugh because it seemed like the fleur-de-lis. If you were to just demonstrate the fleur-de-lis,
yeah. And
it
I
would
said,
be
you know, it's the provincial
double,
flag. Yeah, yeah.
It's, not to disparage any French people, but you know.
Meanwhile,
that's kinda,
meanwhile, I
what we're doing.
I guess I really did kind of peg myself as getting covered in
yes,
Quebec semen.
In that, yes.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I didn't bargain for that. In the pay- That is
oh,
not.
Oh, man, no!
I did not bargain for that during a COVID scenario. All right. Well, look, I kind of feel like if you can get out and do a road trip as soon as you can.
Yeah.
I did notice you guys golfing a lot this summer, and that's cool because at least you're outdoors and stuff like that.
I think it gave me a herniated disc.
That's I did. That's true. You did come away with an injury, I do believe, from that, didn't you?
I think so.
That or the Greco-Roman wrestling with your other son,
well,
trying to get them
apart
from
you
one
know.
Another.
Yeah,
get off each other,
I'm
you
very
two
involved
little.
In that. Come on.
This torrid love triangle of you and your sons. It's very odd.
Do you know the Greek joke about orgies?
No, please. No.
It's the Greeks invented orgies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the Romans introduced women to them.
Oh, that's a good. That's a good. That's like. Did you hear the? Yeah. Did you hear about the Italian Navy? The old. Did you hear about the new Italian Navy?
No. What about the Italian?
It's got glass bottom boats, so you can see the old Italian Navy. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we ended on a racial note toward my Italiano friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've offended many people.
Oh,
yeah.
I do hope.
Yes.
And I hope we can do more of that in the new year. I really, by the way, enter your own risk. The name of the podcast, Mother and Son Debacle, that really will probably violate hate laws of some sort. Please tune into that. There is still a hot mess with
still a hot mess. We got 32 episodes of that out there.
Yeah, and they're very good. They're a nice show.
We had a nice little Christmas wrap up where we drank some champagne and I showed
each.
Off my shoes.
Yeah, you did a lot of shoe showing.
That was on Facebook Live.
It was.
You can actually see us there.
Has anybody on Facebook Live been able to help you find the dress that you were wearing?
No,
which has gone missing.
I seem to have lost my gown.
Did you know that your mom walk of fucking shame at Christmas? Came into the building with a lovely dress on.
Yes.
Proceeded to douse herself in champagne.
Oh, I got champagne all over that dress.
Woke up the next morning unable to find the dress.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you steal it, Mike?
Obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time. Happy New Year. I know 2020 sucked. 2021 should be highly entertaining.